Lots of challenges facing the United States here. Let's get out to our next guest, Republican Senator from the great state of Utah, Mike Lee. Sir, welcome to America's Radio News.
I'm pleased to be with you.
All right, so let's talk about, we have a lot of issues to cover in a very short period of time. First off, in the first time in 90 years, the President of the United States has not led on the budget. Instead, Congress is taking the lead. The Republicans coming out with their budget yesterday in the House, the Senate coming out with theirs yesterday. First off, I want to get you to comment on, it seems this leading from behind strategy the President has put on his overseas philosophy is now coming back here at home on the fiscal policies. Your reaction, sir?
Well, it's interesting. It certainly is historic in the sense that, as you pointed out, it's been about 90 years since it's happened this way. I'm not quite sure what the strategy is, but perhaps it has something to do with the fact that the president's budget proposal didn't receive a single vote in the Senate or in the House last year or the year before. So maybe he's decided that his budgets have been sufficiently unpopular that he should wait. But I don't know. I don't know what his strategy is.
Now, Senator, we have had unprecedented spending starting back in the Bush administration, and it continues on, the doubling the rate of spending under the Obama administration. I have to ask you, because a lot of Americans are wondering, when did it become okay? When did you elected leaders up there on the Hill, in the presidency and in the Congress, feel it was okay to spend more money than the American people gave you in taxes? When was that okay? Because now we're at $16.5 trillion in overspending and counting. What is the justification that your colleagues and perhaps you are saying for this overspending?
Well, first of all, it's not okay. And one of the reasons why I ran for the United States Senate, one of the reasons why I'm here, is because I have real problems with this pattern of perpetual deficit spending. You know, it would be news in my home state if our legislature ended its annual legislative session without balancing its budget. That would be news if they didn't balance. They balance it every year. I look forward to the day when we can say the same here in Washington, because year in and year out for decades, with only a few fleeting exceptions, Washington has been spending more than it's been taking in. But here's the problem. The problem has gotten a lot worse in the last few years, because instead of just spending a little bit more, we've been spending in excess of $1 trillion more every single year than we're taking in. And what that means, basically, is we're borrowing against future generations of Americans who are going to have to pay that back, and that's a big problem.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the president's recent, some would say, you know, a charm offensive to try to, you know, find some middle ground. I know today he's actually meeting in the Capitol basement with members of the House. He already met with Senate Democrats, and then apparently tomorrow he'll meet with Senate Republicans and House Democrats. So it would appear as though the president is certainly trying to find some common ground, at least on some of these issues, including the deficit. Would you feel this is genuine?
Well, I'll be able to speak better to that tomorrow after he meets with us as Senate Republicans. I certainly hope that he wants to work with us. I would welcome that. That would be a welcome change. Last time he invited Senate Republicans to meet with him was about 2 years ago, and it was a nice meeting. It was cordial, but it essentially amounted to a lecture from the president to the Republicans. It was not exactly what I would call a warm and fuzzy meeting in which he expressed a genuine willingness to find common ground.
All right. We are speaking with Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Senator, how do you feel about this bid in the Senate to defund Obamacare? We've heard a lot about this from several members, including Paul Ryan, saying this is a big part of the problem right here. Is this realistic, or is this just another political theater move?
Well, it is not a political theater move, of that I can assure you. We're being asked in the continuing resolution to fund the operations of government, all of them, basically for the end, for the rest of the fiscal year. And when we're doing that, as opposed to going through the ordinary budget process followed by passage of individual appropriations bills, we should be able to express some concerns about certain government activities that we're concerned about. And one of those is the implementation of Obamacare. And so I along with Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, feel like it's important that as long as we're going to be having a vote on funding everything in government through the end of the fiscal year, we ought also to be given a chance to vote on whether or not to continue funding for the rest of the fiscal year the implementation of the Affordable Care Act.
Senator, you probably are aware of this. The level of cynicism aimed at Congress and the White House from the American people is at record highs. And it comes from headlines when they see that the body that you're working, for example, in violation of the law for the last 4 years, that body, if for the first time in 4 years, will produce a budget and roll it out today. Again, Harry Reid has decided he didn't want to roll out a budget for the last 4 years in violation of the 1974 Budget Act. The president was by law supposed to have a budget proposed by February. He may get around to it in April, we're told by the White House. What recourse do the American people have when our elected leaders do not follow the law?
You know, they have recourse every time there's an election.
Is that it?
We have congressional elections, and we have presidential elections every 4 years. They generally, things like that are not enforceable in court. I suppose some enterprising, litigious Americans could decide to try to enforce that. I think most courts would probably decline to enforce those provisions. But because Congress makes the law, Congress can also create its own exceptions to the law and can often work around them. Now, that is not an excuse. It's not a justification. There are many of us, including me, who have tried to get budgets passed. I introduced my own budget last year. I was one of only three senators who did. We had Republicans who voted for several budgets, and I was one of those. You didn't have a single Democrat last year or the year before who voted for a single budget. So it's one thing not to pass one. It's another to refuse even to vote for a single budget or introduce one.
All right, Senator,
is a problem, and I think people need to be held accountable to that for that through the political process.
Senator Mike Lee, from a Republican from Utah, sir, thank you for carving out time discussing these pretty pertinent issues. And as we move forward, we'll see where the president, where the Senate, and where the House go with their budget resolutions. We appreciate your time and expertise here on America's Radio News.
Thank you very much.